Well, it looks like that's the last of the boxes. Thanks again for your help. I really appreciate it. Hey, don't give me that. It would have taken me the whole day to unload the moving van myself. I'm really glad you're my new neighbor. Now, come on. Let's go sit on the couch for a bit and cool off. Hey, what's got you so tense? Come on, just relax. You're not like, uncomfortable right now, are you? Yeah, I know the couch only has two seats, but it's all right. You can sit next to me for a bit. You're not any sweatier than I am or anything. In fact, I'm probably way sweatier than you are, considering I got all this fuss to worry about. Summer nights are not good for girls like me, let me tell you. Jeez, you really are kind of wired up, aren't you? Hey, just lean forward for me. I'll try to help. Come on, trust me. It's not gonna hurt you or anything. See? There you go. I'm just giving you a little shoulder rub. So what's the problem? Did you pull a muscle lifting my desk or something? No? Was it when you brought the washing machine in? Well, maybe you're just feeling a little nervous because you were staring at my ass earlier and now you're scooched up next to me in a lift seat. What? You think I wouldn't notice? It was really obvious, especially how you would immediately look in some random direction every time I turned to face you. I'm not upset, you know. If I was, I wouldn't be rubbing your shoulders, would I? You don't have anything to worry about. I'm actually glad that I still got it in me to turn on guys your age. How's this feel, by the way? Even if your shoulders aren't, why you're so uptight, they still need some attention. Besides, I have to pay you back somehow, right? All that work you did for me deserves a reward. Although, maybe you want a little more than just a shoulder rub. Well, I might have a few ideas. Maybe you could let me scooch over and sit in whatever's making the bulge in your pants. I figured you'd like that. Come on, get those pants off. I'll be right back with some lube. Well, of course I'm going to be needing lube. You're coming in from the back door, aren't you? I figured you'd guess that what I meant by. What was that? No, you can say it. You don't have to be shy. What is it you want? You want to lube me up by eating my ass? No, there's nothing wrong with that at all. It makes you a dirty boy, and I love dirty boys. Here, help me get my pants off. Your hands are shaking so much. You're so eager. It's really cute. All right, I'm ready when you are, lover boy. I'll spread my cheeks for you, Anne. Whoa, that feels great. Oh my God. This is the first time you've ever done this. First time of an older lady like me, right? Oh. Oh, make sure you don't get my little tail in your eyes. It might be hard not to because you're so fucked. Oh, you're so eager to get in there. Fuck. It feels so, so. Oh, fuck. Just go up and down. Up and down. That's good. There we go. Okay, cutie. I think I'm ready. All right. Reach down and line your cock up. Just like that. That's right. Just sit back. And let me do all the work for you, okay, baby? You've earned it. Okay, I'm trying to fuck it. Try to thrust up into me. Yeah, yeah. Fuck. It feels good. It's so, so fucking. It's all the way in. God, you have an amazing cock, you know that. I just need to bounce on it. Oh yeah. Do you like that dirty boy? Yeah, you like that. You like it when I bunny hop on that gorgeous cock of yours, huh? It feels so good. So fucking deep inside me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you like that big boy. I love feeling your hips tremble underneath me. It feels good for you too, doesn't it, baby? Do you like being inside my tight bunny ass? Yeah, who's my dirty boy? Say it for me, baby. That's right. And who do you belong to? That's right. Me. Oh, yeah. Such a fucking dirty good boy. Oh, yeah. Baby. You're gonna come. Do you wanna come inside me? Yeah, you wanna come inside my ass? Fill my bunny butt with all your cum. Go ahead. Come for me, lover boy. Right inside of me. Fuck yes, let it all out, baby. That feels so fucking good. Fuck, that was fun. It looks like you certainly enjoyed it too. You're absolutely exhausted. You know, even though you live right next door to me, I'd still let you stay the night. At least for now. How does that sound? Sorry to getting pretty dark out. You can just sleep here on the sofa. I mean, I'll have to sleep here too, seeing as my bed isn't unpacked, right? So how about it, lover boy? You want to be the big spoon or little spoon?